Two groups are working to get soldiers who died in the World Wars I and II recognized as Canadian citizens. Don Chapman, who founded the Lost Canadians, says the soldiers and sailors who died fighting for the country before 1947 should be finally considered Canadian citizens. Why aren't they? Well, the federal government says citizenship didn't officially exist until January 1st of 1947, when the first Citizenship Act came into effect. Mr. Chapman disagrees and has started a petition. He's on the line this morning. Don, good to talk to you. What's this all about? If you were a soldier before 1947, you're not considered a Canadian citizen?
Well, the government's stance is that citizenship didn't exist before that date, but the government is wrong. This is a clear-cut case where we have elected representatives elected to represent Canadian citizens, but they don't know what a citizen is.
Well, how does this come about? What's at the heart of this problem?
The heart goes back, interestingly, to discrimination out of British Columbia against the Chinese. During the pre-47 era, we all know how bad the discrimination was. And even people like Douglas Jung, who was Canada's first member of parliament that was Chinese, on his registration of birth in Canada, it said, "This certificate does not entitle you to any legal status in Canada." So what took place was that as the soldiers, the Japanese, the Chinese, the Indo, fought for Canada in World War I and World War II, as they were coming out of the war, the government realized they were in quite a bind, kind of a predicament of, how do we get these people to vote for us? Because they fought, we have to give them the right to vote. Mm-hmm. How do we do that and get them to vote for us? So they made up a story about Canadian citizenship and said, we're starting it. All those past ills were British. We're gonna be your liberators, not your, the people that went against you. Well, it was not true. Citizenship began in 1867 when Canada became a country.
Yeah.
And even in the latest Supreme Court decision in March of 2013, the government argued that the Métis were full Canadian citizens in 1870. But in court with us, they're saying citizenship didn't exist, and so therefore our war dead weren't Canadian. So the ramifications are huge in that they're still denying citizenship to the children of Canadian soldiers, people born in Canada. And we're burying World War II soldiers born in Canada. It's wrong.
So you've started this petition. Where can people go to find out more about it?
I will get it on my webpage, which is lostcanadian.com.
Okay.
Elizabeth May is doing it in Parliament. Interestingly, she's the only party who is standing up to speak out for this. But clearly the soldiers were citizens of Canada, and as you can see, I sent you some petitions, posters,
mm-hmm.
recruiting posters, booklets given to the soldiers. As they went off to war, they were told they were fighting as Canadian citizens.
And are these are people who, with other than Canadian heritage, you mentioned Japanese and Chinese and Indian people. I mean, is that at the crux of this issue?
It was the crux of the issue in the 1940s, but they kind of twisted the truth, saying citizenship began in 47 for that reason. But it's something that this kind of little lie stuck. So today, the government is insisting that no one was a citizen. This means that anyone who died prior to 47, even though they were born in Canada, was not a Canadian citizen. People like Dr. Frederick Banting. It means that our first prime minister, Sir John A. Macdonald, wasn't really a Canadian citizen.
it's incredible to think about. It just boggles the head. Don, thank you. Don Chapman, founder of Lost Canadians, and we'll put a link on our website to Don's site for you to get more information and look into this in further detail.